On Mondays, we read from your emails. Last week, we asked you to write us with New Year's resolutions you probably should have made a year ago, as opposed to the ones you did make and didn't keep. And we asked you to send it to us in rhyme. This being our first show of the new year, we thought we'd read a few more. From an anonymous listener, last year I decided I was too chubby, ripped the pounds off, and put them back on, almost doubly. Eric Phillips in San Carlos, California, sent us a limerick. While I'm feeling a bit retrospective, and with one more year for perspective, no more frustration, a realization to resolve is for me ineffective. From another listener who decided to stay nameless, I shall label the boxes of trimmings for tree, so that when Yule arrives, I'll not frantic be. And a personal note to Stephen Colley of San Antonio, Texas. We hope that by reading your email, we get 2005 off to a good start for you. He wrote, I resolve to curb my consternation when they won't read my emails on Talk of the Nation. And while we're on the subject of resolutions, this email from Christine Carolyn in San Francisco, who heard our interview with Wendy Wasserstein on the deadly sin of sloth. Despite awakening on New Year's Day with the best of intentions to get fitter, to lose weight, to expand my horizons and do great things in 2005, she wrote, I spent the first day of the new year, a dreary day in San Francisco, on my couch, looking out on the Pacific, eating See's candy, and reading a novel. All this activity was interspersed with my pronouncement to no one in particular of the word sloth, as if to reassure myself of the permissibility of such decadence. Thank you for the idea. 2005 so far has been great. And we end with a correction. Last week, we observed the 90th anniversary of the Christmas Truce of 1914, when German and Allied soldiers in World War I put down their weapons and emerged from the trenches to talk and play soccer and sing Christmas carols. Our guest on that program said the John McCutcheon song Christmas in the Trenches mentions that the soldiers who started the truce were subsequently court-martialed. Ross Miller of Mystic, Connecticut wrote to say that nowhere does John McCutcheon mention courts-martial in his moving song. We looked into it, and while a court-martial did happen after a similar instance in 1915, it did not happen in 1914 and is not mentioned in the song. We regret the error.
It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore.
You can email your corrections, questions, and comments to us at totn@npr.org. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.